any action, if it's done on time, any task, if the task is performed at the right time, according to its specific time, then its benefit increases, and also the person takes full benefit from the action. If you don't do the action on time, when it has its apportioned time, or when it should be implemented, then a lot of loss can be accrued. So tonight, this night, how can we praise this night? Allah Ta'ala Himself has praised this night. This is the night of Arafah. Tomorrow is the day of Arafah, the day of Hajj. And this is the night before that great day. And the fadail, the virtues, the blessings, the mercies, the gifts and favors that will come from Allah Ta'ala, a human being cannot imagine. All of this Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept behind the veil. We cannot see these things. And obviously the rewards for these for this moment and opportunity will come when a person will depart from this world. Allah Ta'ala has given us at this moment in time the tawfiq, the ability to do that ibadah which is linked to this moment in time, which is strongly connected to this moment in time. Today, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants that all my servants remember me, do my dhikr, and they are occupied and busy in my dhikr. Yes, those people, the hujjaj who are in Mina, and there'll be a great scene there, a great gathering. Tomorrow, they're ready to go to Arafah in the morning, and every person will be doing the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. This is a great ni'mah that we are far from there, distant from there, in such an environment that we cannot imagine. And we're here in this country, we can't even imagine at this moment in time, the same night, the great night, with a jama'ah, congregation, assembly, we have been given the tawfiq by Allah to do His dhikr. I will say there's no greater reward than this. No greater reward than this. This is a massive reward for this. I think that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He appreciates those human beings and He rewards them. In the hadith it is stated that when a human being obeys Allah, then Allah Ta'ala appreciates him or her, and Allah is happy with that person. So this reward that today, tonight, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us on this night, and we have left all other actions, tasks and pastimes, and we have come towards the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, for a few moments. So this reward for Allah Ta'ala to bring us to this moment in time, to this action, Allah has given us a reward for this purpose, that this jama'ah all year long remembers me. So I will give them this great opportunity tonight. And I won't give them one or two. Allah says, I can see many faces at the time, at this moment in time, alhamdulillah, that there's no time during the year, morning or evening, do they leave devoid of His dhikr. Allah says, how will Allah Ta'ala forget such people? Because today is the day of forgiveness, that there's no greater day than this for forgiveness. In the hadith it is stated that day of Arafah is such that there's no greater day than the day of Arafah. There's no greater opportunity to attain salvation from hellfire. No, this is how much Allah Ta'ala will forgive the human beings on this day. So it's obvious we are dependent on Allah. We are immersed in the sins. We sin all the time. Allah's karam azim, great mercy that we are sat in His dhikr today. And Allah Ta'ala will wash away our sins. So my brothers, these will be great verses, great du'as, supplications, and for special moments. Allah Ta'ala has given us a great opportunity to say great things. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la akbar. There's a hadith in Tabarani. Allah Ta'ala stated that in these days, I love these kalimats, these prayers so much if a person recites these. So alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala will give us this tawfiq as well, that we will all collectively recite these kalimat. We do du'a to Allah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our sitting, attendance. May Allah forgive the whole ummah. May Allah Ta'ala forgive our deceased. All of our sins, may Allah forgive.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa zulmana wa hazlana wa jadlana wa khatwana wa lana kulla zalikin lana. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أسفت وما تعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر ولا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا رحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك والحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا حنان منان بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام میرے مولا اپنے فضل سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمارے قدموں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری غلطیوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ پوری امت کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دے ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہر قسم کی مصیبتوں سے ہم بچا لے بلاؤں سے بچا لے یا اللہ ہر مصیبت سے بچا لے یا اللہ اپنی رحمت نازل فرما یا اللہ اپنا فضل عطا فرما یا اللہ اپنا کرم عطا فرما یا اللہ تو اپنا ہم پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ تو اپنا ہم پہ رحم فرما یا اللہ جو ہم سے غلطی ہوں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ آج کی رات ہمیں عبادت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ آج تمام جس طرح لوگ منع کے اندر جمع ہیں میرے مولا ہمارے ان کا مال میں شامل فرما یا اللہ ان کی دعاؤں میں ہمیں بھی شامل فرما اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے یہ رات ہمیں خیریت سے گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا عرفہ کی رات کی اے میرے مولا عرفہ کی صبح کی ہمیں عبادتیں نصیب فرما یا کریم اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری آج کی اس مجلس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری آج کی مجلس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہماری آج کی اس مجلس کو قبول فرما یا اللہ جو بھی دعائیں مانگی ہمیں قبول فرما یا اللہ جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے مانگی کو قبول فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون والسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین